Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading, looking at Genesis chapter 3. Again, this is part of our Bible 100. Be sure to check us out at Facebook and check out the show notes for a church nearby if you don't have a church home or for your PDF of our Bible bookmark. On day 2 of our 100 days in the Word of God, we're looking at Genesis chapter 3, the fall into sin and the first promise of a Savior. Beginning in verse 1. Now the serpent was more clever than any wild animal which the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Has God really said, 'You shall not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees of the garden, but not from the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden. God has said, 'You shall not eat of it, you shall not touch it, or else you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die. In fact, God knows that the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was appealing to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took some of its fruit and ate. She gave some also to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. The eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for their waists. They heard the voice of the Lord God, who was walking around in the garden during the cooler part of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" The man said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid myself." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate it." The Lord God said to the woman, "What have you done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are more cursed than all the livestock, and more than every wild animal. You shall crawl on your belly, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will crush your head, and you will crush his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pain in childbearing. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, but he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife's voice and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat from it, the soil is cursed on account of you. You will eat from it with painful labor all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles will spring up from the ground for you, but you will eat the crops of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread until you return to the soil, for out of it you are taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man named his wife Eve, because she would be the mother of all the living. The Lord God made clothing of animal skins for Adam and for his wife, and clothed them. The Lord God said, "Look, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now, so that he does not reach out his hand and also take from the tree of life and eat and live forever," the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the soil from which he had been taken. So he drove the man out, and in front of the Garden of Eden he stationed cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned in every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. This is the word of our God. Two brief things that we notice about this scripture reading. First of all, is the accountability of the people. Adam is standing right there, and instead of supporting his wife, both as her husband and as her fellow believer, Adam is silent. And then secondly, when God comes and seeks them out, he talks to them each individually. He talks to Adam. Adam blames Eve. Eve blames the snake. And God unravels from there. He talks to the snake. To Satan, really, who has embodied that snake. And he says, "I'm going to put the hatred back where it belongs, not between God and people, but between people and Satan." And that champion, that promise of a champion in verse 15 is exactly the promise that we hold on to today, that we see fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus. He crushing Satan's head and Satan crushing his heel. We'll look at that a little bit more in depth as we get into the New Testament eventually, and as we get to the further prophecies from the Old Testament here during the next 98 days of Bible reading. I encourage you to make sure you tune in tomorrow. We'll be looking at Genesis chapters 6 and 7. God bless your day.